We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 26, Text 2. Balakasya yat etani karmani ati adbhutani vai katam arhati asau janma gramyeshu atma jugupsitam. Balakasya yadyetani, balakasya yadyetani karmani ati adbhutani vai, karmani ati adbhutani vai katam harvati asau janma gramme swatma jusupsitam, gramme swatma jusupsitam balakasya yadetani karmani ati adbhutani vai katam harvati asau janma gramme swatma jugupsitam balakasya yadetani karmani ati adbhutani vai katam harvati asau janma gramme swatma jugupsitam. Mataji, what word meaning? Balakasya, of the boy. Yet, because, etani, these, karmani, activities, ati adbhutani, most amazing. Why? Certainly. Katam, how? Arhati, should deserve. Asau, he, janma, birth, gramyeshu, among worldly men, atma, for himself, jukupsitam, contemptible. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. The cowherd men said, since this boy performs such extraordinary activities, how could he warrant a birth among worldly men like us, a birth that for him would seem contemptible? Please repeat responsibly. The cowherd men said, Since this boy performs such extraordinary activities, how could he warrant a birth among worldly men like us, a birth that for him would seem contemptible? Purport. An ordinary living being cannot avoid unpleasant circumstances, but the Supreme Controller can always make perfect arrangements for his pleasure. Om Jnanatim Randasya Jnanan Janasalakaya Sakshurum Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Gangayate Girim Yat Krupatamaham Vande Sri Gurum Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Vancha Kalpatarabhyasya Krupasindabhya Evache Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Pastacha Desatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This chapter, 26th chapter of 10th canto, is entitled Wonderful Krishna. Wonderful Krishna. So, in this chapter, there is a discussion between Nanda Maharaj and cowherd men. The cowherd men, this particular sloka is spoken by the cowherd men. The cowherd men, they came to Nanda Maharaj and they were mentioning to him, there is something wonderful about this boy, your son. And all activities he is doing is, you know, something extraordinary. So, they wanted to find out what son you have got. You have got something very special. So, since this chapter is discussing about wonderful activities of Krishna, this chapter itself is titled as Wonderful Krishna. So this is especially after Lord Krishna lifted the Govardhan Hill. Actually, since his birth, Lord Krishna's birth, different activities you are performing, they are actually wonderful. But the latest entity to the list of wonderful thing, he lifted Govardhan Hill, which is not possible for any ordinary person. It's not just lifting like a weightlifting champion lifting for a moment and dropping it. No, bah, ogya, gold medal, Olympics. Weightlifting, they don't lift it for a long time. You have to lift it for a few moments. I don't know how many seconds you have to hold it. Few seconds, not much. Hold it and then drop it. Okay, gold medal. It's not like that, he just lifted it and left it. He was holding it for 7 days. Sri Sri Radharas Vihari Ji Ki, Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman Ki, Shishigaur Nitai Ki. So, when the cowherd men saw this latest wonder, they said, no, let us speak to Nand Baba. So in this way, this particular pastime is happening after Lord Krishna lifted the Govardhan Hill and at the age of 7. When Krishna lifted the Govardhan hill, he was only 7 years old. So, in this chapter, the cowherd men are recalling various pastimes that Lord Krishna has performed. So the cowherd men were saying that, dear Nanda Maharaj, your son, when he was an infant is, you know, baby, newborn baby, it's not very, you know, he has not grown up, newborn, infant, hardly opened his eyes to see properly the world. We see properly the world, our eyes are properly open. Newborn baby, you know, finding difficult to open the eyes. Maybe ordinary child, Krishna is not like that, but then they are saying, he is newborn, hardly open, few, you know, days passed, hardly born, just born. He hardly opened his eyes, but when Putana came to kill Krishna, her mission, unsuccessful mission, was to kill Krishna. She smeared on her breast the deadly poison and wanted to breastfeed Krishna, wanted to do some service. That is the age for him to drink milk like that. So she came with that mission. So even though he was an infant, hardly able to open the eyes, still, when the milk was offered to him, small baby, he didn't really drink the milk. He actually, you know, removed the soul from the body of Putana. So cowherd man said, how is it possible? You can't expect an ordinary child to do that. This is something wonderful. This they have noticed it before. They didn't come and ask him why your son is doing wonderful. They said that he can. Maybe he has got some extra power. Went on. When he was just 3 months old, 3 months only. So he was lying down. He was lying down. 3 months old baby, so lies on the back, you know, not on the front also. Lies on the back. So the baby is lying on the back. When he grows older, then he start lying on the front. Then he can start crawling. Step by step process. Krishna was following step by step process. He could have just started doing everything normally, you know. But it will look, already it is looking extraordinary for them. If he just started walking from the first day, it will be more extraordinary. He didn't want to give that kind of shocker to them. Step by step. So he was lying on his back. So the child lying on the back sometimes starts kicking the feet, you know. Kicking the feet, moving the hand, kicking the feet like that. So, when he was 3 months old, kicking the feet in the air, and he was underneath a cart, huge cart. Small baby, 3 months old baby, you don't expect it to be grown up. Even if he wants to kick, it will be too high for a baby to kick a huge cart, you know, bullock cart. But how his feet reached the cart, and the cart actually by this kick of the small baby broke. Even if a baby kicks the cart, it's not going to break, you know. It may, first of all, the kick may not even reach the cart, number one. And even if it reaches, what is the, you know, the force with which a small baby can kick? Nothing actually. On the other hand, his feet should have got hurt if at all the punch was strong enough. That didn't happen. The feet was as it is. But the cart is broken. Cart is broken. So the cowherd man said, how is that? You know, he did that in 3 months old. When he was just 3 months old, he did that. It's such a wonderful thing. When he was 1 year old, 1 year, So when Lord Krishna was in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj, there was a huge storm, sandstorm, sometimes, you know, whirlwind, sometimes the wind comes like that, you know, goes in circle, whirl. Like that there was a whirlwind in Nandagram, you know, because there are so much dust. So it was creating dust, people could not even see what's happening. Dust storm. So, in this dust storm, Krishna was carried, you know, like that. 1 year old Krishna. Exactly like sometimes heavy wind is there. Some light objects on the, you know, street, you'll find sometimes, you know, plastic bag going up like that, you know, when a storm is there. Plastic you got. So plastic bag. Sometimes patta. Somebody eats and puts the patta, you'll find patta is going up. Patta may go up also. Wherever you go, finally you have to come down, you know. You can't stay there. You'll have original position, you'll have to come. So many things are there that all those things are not going up. Only Krishna is going up, right? What is happening? There are so many lighter things in the, you know, ground. They are not going up. So Krishna was going up. It is not an ordinary storm. It is storm of a demon. It's a demon, storm. Tranavarta. Tranavarta came in the form. Demons actually have wonderful power. They have also power. That wonder is nothing to do with Krishna's wonder anyways. Krishna is super wonder. So the demons can assume different forms because they have mystic power. So he assumed the form of, you know, he created this world storm. And he carried Krishna. He thought that he'll carry Krishna up above and finish him off. That is the mission. So many people came with their mission. All their missions were unsuccessful. So in this way, when he was 1 year old, so he was carried like that. He went all the way up. Then, after reaching there, he became heavy. Krishna can become lighter than lightest, so that Tranavarta can carry easily. Lighter than plastic bag. And he can be heavier than Himalaya. When he went up, he became so heavy, Tranavarta could not hold him. Hey, wait a minute, what is happening? This boy, something is wrong with him. What is happening? So, he was forced to bring him down. And Krishna has to also make not only his mission unsuccessful, his life also unsuccessful. 1 year old, Krishna can do such a wonderful activity. Then, actually there are many pastimes that Krishna has performed, but the coward men were recalling those, they actually could see that it is wonderful. So many other things they didn't even know, he was doing some other wonderful things also. So when Mother Yashoda tied Lord Krishna, because he was mischief. Krishna does some wonderful mischief also. While doing the mischief also, he does some wonderful thing. So, being angry at Mother Yashoda, who stopped feeding Krishna with milk and went to attend the overflowing milk in the stove, Krishna was unhappy. This is not correct. So, he became so angry that he broke the yogurt pot. Broke the yogurt pot and went about taking the butter which was hanging in the rafters and distributing to the monkeys also. So, when Mother Yashoda felt that this boy needs to be disciplined. If it is no discipline, it will bigger jayega. Discipline. We have to, you know, impose discipline on this boy. Chalo. So, Mother Yashoda chased Krishna. Chased. It was difficult for her to chase. Young boy can run faster than his mother. She was hefty, and if your mother is going to run with so much heavy weight, you know, it was difficult for her. But Krishna allows himself to be caught also. Theek hai. When Mother Yashoda tied, so because Krishna took help of the mortar, grinding mortar, so she tied Krishna to the mortar with great difficulty. Again, so many wonderful things. She brought rope, and it was 2 fingers short, and she went about bringing all the ropes in the house. By the way, their house was covered, king of covered men. So many cows, so much rope must have been there. She brought so much rope still. Wonderfully, it was 2 inches less. Then Krishna allows himself to be bound with the love of Mother Yashoda, and covered men are recalling that this boy, after being bound, he was dragging the mortar. Mortar was rolling behind. He was crawling. See, it's the age of crawling. He was crawling and pulling the mortar. And when this mortar was stuck in between the Yamala Arjuna trees, huge, they were very huge trees, two trees next to each other, huge trees. They are there for a very long time waiting for Krishna to crawl and bring the mortar actually. They are waiting when that will they come. So Krishna came and crawled in between the trees. He could pass through. Mortar is not able to pass through. That means it's very close. So when he gave a little pull, strong pull, these 2 trees fell down, making a thunderous noise. Boom! When people came and saw, oh, Krishna is in between 2 trees have fallen down. They said, oh, by mercy of some personality, our child is saved. Trees have fallen down, take a child is saved. They didn't know that he is the one who made the tree to fall down. Otherwise, it's not a big storm came there. Why the tree should fall down? That also a small child pulling the tree. What effort it can take? But government said, it was so wonderful that how this small boy, crawling boy, could make actually these 2 huge trees to fall down. This is wonderful. So in this way, Lord Krishna does so many wonderful things which are astonishing. One day when Krishna went with his boy friends, young boys, they went to the forest playing around, and there was one huge duck, Bakasura. So he came, and he was so huge. And birds, you can see sometimes birds go and take small insects, pluck, swallow it. Catch hold of the insect, swallow it. Like that. He was so huge. So he just grabbed Lord Krishna. He thought that he will swallow Krishna. And the boys were seeing this bird came and picked up Lord Krishna. He said, oh, wait, what happened, Krishna? And he closed his beaks. So Krishna said, "Theek hai." He went inside. When he reached the throat, Krishna becoming hotter and hotter, like a red hot iron, very hot. Very hot thing you cannot eat, Suppose you think that prasadam is served, prasadam, and very hot prasad is served, suppose. It's so nice fragrance is coming. Let me taste it, oh, it is. Sometimes very hard you put it in the mouth. Then you cannot bite it properly because your tongue is burning. Hey, what did you do? Atmelena. Very hard prasad. One time, Prabhudas Prabhu ko garam pani de diye. You gave, You. Prabhudas Prabhu was there. He thought it is a cold water. A garam garam pani like the ashram. He thought it is ordinary water.
कौन है बदमाश पानी पे रखा है?
अरे कृष्णा, आशीर्वाद आए कि नहीं? So you can't actually swallow. If you swallow, it will burn. Inside also will burn. So that, spit it out. So Krishna, he went after the neck. He became so hard. The person, hey, what's happening? I thought it's ordinary food. No. Why? I'm going to swallow him. And he could not. He just spit it. Boom. This is too much. Very hard. He became very hard. Then Krishna, what he did? Merko kana chate tu. So he was in a huge bird. So he caught hold of two beaks, you know. He caught hold two hands, two beaks he caught hold. With his two hands, he just bifurcated the, you know, entire mouth. Bifurcated. It's like you take a flower, you just remove it like that, bifurcated. Not great effort. Bakasura finished. Wonderful activity of Krishna. All the boys, oh, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, yes. Cheering for Krishna. In this way, another day, cowherd men are recalling. Krishna was taking care of the calves. They took the calves. Younger children, they take care of the calves. The grown up, they take care of the cows and bulls. So in this way, one day when Krishna and his covered boys were taking care of calves, one new calf entered the group. Vatsa, Vatsa Asura. Different Asuras are assuming different forms. So one Asura named Vatsa Asura, he assumed the form of a Vatsa, that is a calf. And he entered the group. Krishna knows, you know, noted down. See, it looked like any other calf in the, you know, herd, but it was Asura. So Krishna caught hold of this new calf, entered the herd, and he swilled. Like sometimes Kapada Kai says, swill karta. He swilled. Upar gaya. So this Vatsasura, he went and landed on a tree top. Kapita tree, it's a fruit tree actually. So when he landed up there, the jerk, so many fruits fell down. These fruits are sweet and sour, very special fruit. I don't know still those fruits are available or not. Kapita fruit. These all fruits fell down. Not only that Vatsasura went up and landed and died, all the fruits fell down. All the boys are very happy. So this is a gift for them. Oh, this is very nice fruit. Hello. Started eating. And the cowherd man said, how wonderful it is. It's not a fossil for an ordinary person. So in this way, on another occasion, this is Kapita fruit. Another occasion, all the cowherd boys said, Krishna and Balaram, there is a nice place called Talavan. There are wonderful palm trees. Palm trees. And the palm fruits are very ripened and the fragrance is reaching, you know, long distance also, very sweet fragrance. Can we all go and take some fruits there? But that place nobody used to go because that is inhabited by another Asura, Denuka Asura. Denuka Asura was there. Ass, jackass, wild ass. So he was creating terror there. Nobody will go there. Because nobody was going the fruits, nobody climbed the fruits, so they were all either in the tree or fallen down. Fragrant smell was coming. All the boys said, Krishna, Krishna, we'll go there. Okay? So, both Krishna and Balaram went. This is mostly Balaram's pastime actually. So, the trees, huge trees, so they wanted the fruit on the top of the tree. To get the tree, the fruit on the tree, either you have to climb that tree or you can throw stone at the tree. Sometimes small boys will go and throw the stone. If the stone goes and hits the palm, then it will fall down. No, hitting mangoes, palm. So how to get the fruit, they were thinking, Balaram said, don't worry. So this palm tree, Balaram caught hold, he started shaking. All the ripened fruit, they put like a rain falling down. Oh, very nice, very nice. They started eating. So as Balaram was shaking the tree, it was creating. It's like Balaram was having so much power. It was like a mini earthquake in that area. Mini. Jada nahi tha. Richter scale mein teen hoga. Do ya teen. But Dhenukasura said, hey, who has come to my domain? Nobody comes here. How dare somebody comes, not only coming here, shaking the tree. This is mine. This is my area. So Dhenukasura saw Balaram and he started charging, running, wanting to go and give a kick. So Balaram caught hold of this Dhenukasura. Again, swirling. Small time had swirling. So he swirled around. Zoom. Upar bhai. He went swing karke on top of this palm tree he landed. More fall. Previously some fruits fell down. Now more fruits are falling. Ah, very nice. By seeing Dhenukasura being done like that, other his associates, they started running. Others are also asses. They started running and charging. And Krishna and Balaram, one after another, catching hold of them. Zing. In that entire area, on every tree top, there was one ass lying down there. Wonderful scene. To see asses lying down on top of palm tree. You know? How is this wonderful? The coward man said, this is wonderful. It's not ordinary. It's not a humanly act. Superhuman. Superman. It's not ordinary Superman. The supreme personality of Godhead. That super he is. Not nowadays Superman. Something better than anybody else, you become Superman. This is supreme man. So, on another occasion, there was a forest fire. Forest fire. These are all recalled by covered men. One after another they were recalling. Forest fire. Sometimes forest fire happens. When forest fire happens, it's very difficult to control it. Sometimes, it's not in India, sometimes we'll find forest fire in California. It's going on and on for days and days, you know, devastating so many villages, houses, etc. You can't take fire engine and control forest fire. Sometimes they go in the helicopter also try to control. Forest fire can be only controlled by rain. Samsara dava analida loka tranaya karuna gana ganat. When there is a heavy rain, that can come because forest fire is huge. It's a huge area. If you start controlling from one corner, another corner where you can control. You can keep controlling from one corner, it will spread to another corner. You can't come in all the corners. You know? It's not possible. Whereas the rain is called huge cloud, it is occupying more area than fire. So when it pours water, that can control. There was no rain. Krishna did not take the form of the cloud and pour the rain. He could have done that. It is up to him. We can't say, hey, wait a minute, why don't you become cloud? No, it's okay. So all the calves and boys, they were very, you know, very much scared. Oh, what will happen? Everybody is going to die. He said, no, 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 don't worry. All of you close your eyes. Magic, Vikana. Close your eyes. Because he thought that if they see him doing that, they will be more scared. All of you close your eyes. Everybody close their eyes. Krishna, he swallowed the entire fire. A forest. Swallowing the fire. Ordinary person, he can't even swallow hot milk. What to speak of fire? Hot milk is fire transformed with lesser temperature, you know. Fire is more temperature. You can't even swallow hot milk or hot water. What to speak of fire itself? Original form. Krishna swallowed not small fire, not the fire of a candle. Entire forest fire, huge. Covered men said, hey, wait a minute, how wonderful it is. How is that possible for Krishna? This young boy. So, on another occasion, Lord Krishna went with his covered friends on the banks of Yamuna, and the calves and cows, when they went and drank the water, they fell unconscious because the water was polluted. Kaliya Nag was the original polluter of Yamuna. Now it is polluted also. Different pollution now. So those who are polluting Yamuna, they are Kaliya Chela. Kali Chela plus Kaliya Chela. Dono ka chela. Because he is the original polluter. He polluted with poison. Deadly poison. That whoever drank water, they fell unconscious. They are as good as dead actually. So Krishna, by seeing this, he knew that why this happened. So he climbed on a kadamba tree, taking the kadamba tree as the, you know, diving board. Dive karne ke thoda uchha jana padta. He didn't just want to enter like that as a small timer. Diving means with force, you know, zoom, dived into the water, and he started, you know, making lot of disturbance there. And Kaliya was thinking, hey, who is this person coming and disturbing? So Kaliya came and he actually bit on the chest of Krishna. And then with his coil, he held Krishna tightly. All the covered boys and the covered men, they also came. Something is happening. And Krishna was caught in the coil of this Kaliya Nag. They are all worried. Oh, what will happen to Krishna? Krishna, he exhibited extraordinary power and he expanded himself, and Kaliya could not hold him. He said, hey, came out of that, you know, clutches of Kaliya, and he actually he jumped on the head, one of the head. Kaliya had 1,000 hoods. So he jumped on the head. So when Krishna jumped on one of the head, then other hoods, he was coming with another hood to attack. As soon as another hood is coming, he jumped on that hood. Fast. Lightning fast. Kaliya was coming like, he has got 100 hoods rushing, it's like that. So you can imagine how fast the dance would be. He has got 1,000 hoods, you know, one after another they are coming. Doom, 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 doom. It is like going very fast. Lightning speed. Dancing on the floor with that speed is difficult actually. What to speak of dancing on the head of somebody else, you know. Very unstable head. Head is not so stable. Snake's head may be slippery also. He is living in the water. Water entities are slippery. You catch hold of something, fish, slippery, you know. He is slippery head and he is going fast. One of them, it's going like Nataraj. He is the original Nataraj also. Krishna's Natya, nobody can actually compete. So in this way, Krishna chastised Kaliya and said that, get out from here, you are not supposed to be here. So so in this way, Krishna performed this wonderful thing, not possible for ordinary person. So covered men said, Nanda Baba, you see, we have constant affection for your child, we don't know why. He is not our child. It is your child. We have affection for him. And it is very spontaneous attraction also. It's not that somebody has forced upon us. We don't know why we are attracted to him. But all these things they have seen, they consider that it is something more than an ordinary person doing. But they never consider that it is something extraordinary to the extreme limit. But now they saw Krishna lifting the Govardhan hill, which is by length 10 kilometers now. Now, at the time it was more than that, by length and width also. Such a huge body, lifting it, not like weightlifting. Lifting it and holding it, not with the two hands, not even with one hand. One hand means the other area. Just on the tip of his small finger. And when they were under the hill, Krishna said, everybody come inside. They were all, They are all very happy to see Krishna's face, smiling. He's smiling actually, not holding with a great effort. Not like Atlas. Just one finger, and not for one moment to get a gold medal. But 7 days. He said, this is too much. He said, this 7-year-old boy is doing something which is extraordinary. We want to know. Please tell us. He is not a human being. Here, covered men are saying, it is for him to be born like a worldly man like us. We are like worldly men. They are. They don't know about their own original position also anyway. Yoga Maya. Like we are all ordinary people. To be born amongst us, for him, is contemptible. Contempt of the court, like the contempt. It's not worthy for him to be born, something. No. Please tell us, who is this boy? So, Nanda Maharaj speaks in this chapter. I am covering the whole chapter of this 26th chapter, Wonderful Krishna. These all are discussed in this chapter. So Nanda Maharaj said, actually, I know that this boy is not ordinary. Because when Garga Muni came to give name to this boy, I wanted to have a grand festival. But Garga Muni said, no, you have to do a low-key program. High profile program name. Then, you know, Kamsa will come to know, low-key. So this Namakaran happened in a cow shed, secret Namakaran. So when Garga Muni saw the chart and the bodily symptoms, he said, something special. He said, this boy, previously he incarnated in different colors. Everybody is incarnating, this boy. They said, okay, everybody is incarnating, he is also incarnating, yes. Previously he was born as white, in the white form, then red form, sometimes yellow form. Now he is born in a black form, bluish black, cloud. So, the Lord, in different colors, as Amshavatar, as Yajna, as Lord Chaitanya, yellow is Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya has not appeared in this day of Brahma. So he is talking about the previous day of Brahma. One can even predict, you know, all previous birth. Chaitanya has not come. He has already said he has previously incarnated as yellow also, golden avatar. Previous day of Brahma. Previously he was born to Vasudev. It's not different Vasudev. The Vasudev is here in Mathura. So he is known as Vasudev also, your boy. He is Vasudev. He will be always auspicious to you. Wherever he remains, in your own community, it will be auspiciousness. Any inauspiciousness will come also, he will be the cause of removing that. He will remove that. And any kind of difficulty, he will be able to surpass because Krishna will be there. Anybody who is attached to Krishna, they will always have success. Yatra Yogeshwaro Krishna, Yatra Partha Dhananjaya. Wherever there is Krishna, wherever there is any devotee of Krishna with him, whoever is with Krishna anyway, success for them. Success. They can never be defeated. Garga Muni has said to Nanda Maharaj, they will never be defeated. So he said, with all these auspicious things, your son is as good as Narayan. As good as Narayan. So Nanda Baba said, since Garga Muni predicted they are all happening, so in my opinion, I think he must be an expansion of Narayan. Nanda Maharaj. Actually, Lord Krishna is the source of all Narayans, original personality of God. So with all this indication, they said, oh, he's very powerful. beautiful, he must be as good as Narayan, or he must be an expansion of Narayan. That much they can go. So Krishna does not want them to go beyond so that there won't be any rasa. Theek hai, Narayan Desare. So in this way, in this chapter, such a wonderful activities of Krishna, as it was seen by this covered man, they are just seeing this and they are discussing. So, Lord Krishna in this way performs such a wonderful pastimes with his devotees. Devotees. So one of the purposes of Krishna's descent is to actually protect the devotees. Paritranaya sadhuna vinasaya cha dushkritam dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. Dharma, to establish dharma, it's not necessary that every time Krishna has to come. We can send some powerful person to establish also. To kill the demons, it's not really necessary for Krishna, except somebody like Hiranyakashipu. Somebody like Hiranyakashipu, it's, you know, it's not possible for even a powerful demigod to do the job. Then okay, Krishna can come. All ordinary chota mota, you know, demons, you know. All these demons that we see, we read in Bhagavatam, like, you know, Bakasura, Adishura, Vatsasura, it's not necessary for Krishna. Anybody else can do it also. But Krishna wants to give pleasure to his devotees, he wants to have his wonderful pastime, he does it. He does it. To protect his devotees. So in this way, as Gargamuni predicted that the devotee who is with Krishna, anybody who is with Krishna, who is a devotee of Krishna, they can never be defeated. Kaunteya pratijanehi name bhakta pranashyati. Krishna says, my devotee can never be vanquished. So in this way, Krishna performs such a wonderful pastimes with his devotees. Extraordinary. Sometimes Krishna can perform pastimes with his devotee which was not performed by him also before. Depending upon the devotee's advancement, he can perform something extraordinary, something wonderful, something wonderful. You will never find Krishna eating the peels of banana offered by somebody. Previously nobody offered, so he didn't eat. So when Vidura's wife, out of ecstasy, she was offering the banana peels instead of banana pulp. Krishna did not mind eating the peels because he felt that it is more tastier with love. His love. Taste can come from the fruit, or taste can come from the love of the devotee offering it, object, whichever object. If the love is so much, so he is extracting that love from the peels. Love, it is soaked with love, saturated with love. He didn't do before actually, you won't find anywhere else. Vidura's wife, he would not find Krishna to go and give witness. In the deity form, he can do that, Sakshi Gopal. You won't find Krishna stealing, kheer, sweet rice, offered to him. Where's the question of stealing? It is offered to him, it is his property. Still he wants to be called as thief. Chor, makkan chor, kheer chor. Somebody calls a person chor. Even if that person is actually chor, he will say, no, I am not chor. Which thief you accept that I am a thief? Krishna only has, yes, I am a thief. He becomes more happy because that thief is stealing something for the pleasure of his devotees. It is connected to his devotees. The pastime is connected to devotee. Makkan chor, kheer chor. He said, very nice, I am kheer chor. So in this way, Lord Krishna performs wonderful pastimes with his devotees when a devotee is completely attached to him. Under all circumstances, either Krishna, it is not that every time Krishna has to only keep giving good things, sometimes bad things also may come. Sometimes Krishna can embrace, sometimes Krishna can crush you at the feet. So when a devotee, under all circumstances, whether you crush me under your feet or you embrace me, you are my Supreme Master, Prananath. If one comes to that consciousness, then Krishna says, hey, this fellow, even though I gave hard time to him, still he is chanting Hare Krishna, theek hai, noted down. Coming in notice of Krishna is something very good to be achieved. So when a devotee comes in notice of Krishna more frequently, then you are in the list, on the top of the list. You are on the top of the list of notice. Then Krishna says, Name Bhakta, my devotee. Krishna says, my devotee. So when one becomes so surrendered to Krishna, 100%, then Krishna identifies him as, this is my devotee. So for that devotee, there is nothing to worry about under any circumstances in his life. Any circumstance. For him, going back home, back to Godhead is like his birthright. Birthright. Like son has the right over father's property. He becomes the true son of Krishna. Then he can go back to Godhead as his birthright. So in this way, we are nearing the most auspicious occasion of Sri Krishna Janmashtami Maha Mahotsav. And it gives an opportunity for us once again this year. Every year we keep getting this. Once again we are getting an opportunity to remember about the wonderful pastimes of Krishna. The wonderful way that Krishna interacted with his devotees. So remembering that, hearing about that, reading about that, if one can get inspired to also execute devotional service, oh, if Krishna can interact with this devotee like that, if I also advance sufficiently, maybe Krishna also may interact with me. When will that day come? When will that day come to serve Krishna in that capacity? So when one sincerely and seriously engages in devotional service, being inspired by such a wonderful pastimes of Krishna, if one can purify his heart, it's all about purification of heart. All these things are supposed to help us to purify the heart. As long as the heart is having some contamination or the other, there is no question of Krishna interacting with the devotee. From a distance, dur se. If you have to become closer and closer, the heart has to be purer and purer to 100%. No exceptions, no exemptions. It has to be 100%. So this gives us an opportunity to purify our consciousness by remembering about Krishna's wonderful pastimes, by hearing about pastimes and rendering service unto him unconditional, under all circumstances, unconditional. That can actually give an opportunity for us to get closer to Krishna's lotus feet. And if we actually reach the lotus feet of Krishna, that is a success in life. So we pray at the dust of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, at the feet of Srila Prabhupada, that let us get more and more inspiration to serve Krishna unconditionally and unmotivated way, so that we can achieve the success in life. Thank you very much. We'll stop here. Are there any questions, comments? Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. If a devotee thinks that if Krishna embraces him, that is also okay. If Krishna crushes him under his lotus feet, that is also okay. He is a pure devotee, nice devotee, correct? But suppose if he thinks that his name is in the top of the Krishna's list, he is not a pure devotee, correct?
He may not know where he is. Krishna will know who is on the top of the list. He will not know. How you know? The devotee may not know where he is in the list. It is for Krishna to decide who is on the top.
That means this list is maintained by Krishna.
Krishna can maintain you and maintain the list also. Krishna can. Why not? What is not possible for Krishna? You say something is not possible for Krishna, very next moment he will make it possible. So there is nothing that is impossible. Impossible is truly not the dictionary of Krishna, at least. It may be in our dictionary that is there. In the dictionary of Krishna, there is nothing that you may put something as impossible that will become possible for you. So a devotee himself doesn't think that he is on the top of the list. He is always think that he is on the bottom of the list. Isn't it? So the more you think you are in the bottom of the list, you are actually in the top of the list. So, knowing this, if somebody says, Prabhu, Prabhu, I am in the bottom of the list, Prabhu, so that, oh, I am in the top, you know. You are nowhere in the list. To be in the bottom of the list, you know, that is also a very exalted thing. Devotee, you know, it's a list of devotees actually, isn't it? You get my point? The list of the devotees. So if somebody thinking in the bottom of the list is also glorious. It's in the list at least, you know. To be not in the list is the problem. So, I answered your question?
Yeah, you answered my question perfectly. Can I ask you something else?
Something else what?
See, you said one who is attached to Krishna meets with success. What kind of success is it? Is it material success or spiritual success?
All successes. Success is unlimited. And even those success which appears to be material success will be transformed by the devotee into a spiritual success. Spiritual success. Right? So, for example, Prabhupada. Prabhupada wanted to preach, right? Prabhupada wanted to establish a worldwide movement. He didn't have any facility, right? So in the New York City, went with 40 rupees, you can't even spend that Indian currency. And he made a pamphlet which said that International Society for Krishna Consciousness, worldwide movement of Krishna Consciousness. He didn't have anything. How you can even establish a worldwide movement? You can't even a small movement, what to speak of worldwide movement. So when Krishna started giving, it looked like, palaces like this. Right? It looks like material. Prabhupada was successful in establishing 100 temples. It may look like somebody establishing 100 factories, you know. A businessman, he becomes, I'll take a question. A businessman may start with a very small thing and he makes a business empire. Yes, he says that, yes, I have 100 plants, I have this, like that, it's like 100 temples, like 100 factories, you know. Yeah, this is factory, you know? Devotee making factories. But then, it may look like a material success. But for Prabhupada, it is to service to Krishna, it is spiritual for him. It's not material. He is not thinking that, oh, I have got so many temples, the worth is this, I have, nice, all the wealth I have got. No, it's all Krishna's. So even something that may look like a material success will be spiritual. It will be spiritualized by being engaged in service of Krishna.
Correction.
Success, all success. All success. Yes, please.
Hare Krishna, Mukund Madhavji. Accept my humble obeisances and forgive any offenses. It may have happened in the past. On behalf of Srila Prabhupada,
I don't know about that. Okay.
Knowingly or unknowingly, we are making an offense.
What is that?
Knowingly or unknowingly, everyone is making an offense in the to Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is it. Because you are representing as one of the pure devotees. My question is, in one of the IYS class, I heard one Vaishnava song, Yashu Mati Nandana Vrajabara Nagana. And attentive chanting is only the means to get the Atmic Smriti. Means to confirm that we are not the body but we are souls. But attentive chanting and meditating on the Nam is very difficult as per this, I am struggling still with Bhava Bhakti, Sadhana Bhakti and Prema Bhakti. So can I compromise the Vaishnava songs are the words of Acharya's concepts. So can I compromise my chanting with that or I should go with the both of them.
Compromise means what?
Compromise means at least some minimum number of chanting, five rounds of chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, and later on spending more time with the Vaishnava bhajans, Vaishnava songs.
You can always spend time with Vaishnava bhajans, there is no restriction. But then, वो 5 को थोड़ा 16 कर दीजिए, उसका बाद कीजिए. हाँ, you can do one like this. You can do 5 rounds and so do some songs, then one song. Then you make 6 rounds, 2 songs. ज़्यादा भी इसमें भी ज़्यादा लग जाएगा ना थोड़ा सा. Then 7 rounds, 3 songs. Like that you increase songs and you are chanting. तो 16 तक पहुँच जाइए. Then अच्छा रहेगा. 10 song भी हो जाएगा. 10-11 song हो जाएगा. ज़्यादा टाइम उसमें भी लग जाएगा. देन चैंटिंग ऑल्सो देयर. सो बोथ विल हैव प्यूरिफाइंग इफेक्ट. बोथ विल प्यूरिफाई यू.
एक्सट्रीमली ग्रेटफुल टू यू बिकॉज इंटरवेंशन फ्रॉम सीनियर डिसिपल्स इज ऑलवेज नेसेसरी, अदरवाइज इट कैन मेक सम इंबैलेंस.
ओके, प्लीज गो अहेड, गो अहेड विथ योर सॉन्ग एंड चैंटिंग, कीप इंक्रीजिंग.
ओके, थैंक्स अ लॉट. हरे कृष्ण हरे राम.
ग्रंथराश्रीमद्भागवतम की शील प्रभुपाद की श्री कृष्ण जन्माष्टमी महामहोत्सव की ताई गौरव प्रेमानंदे.